let's get to our guest tonight, Dave, because he was in good form on the weekend and helped the Fremantle Dockers to get a victory at the MCG over Richmond. He's only just returned back from injury and he joins us on the line now. Heath Chapman is the man I'm talking about. Heath, thanks so much for your time. Must have felt pretty good to get a win at the home of footy yesterday.
Thanks, Adam. Yeah, it sure was. It was it's been a long time since I've played on the G, so it was nice to get a win with the boys.
Heath, yeah, only two games back into the season this year. How are you feeling slotting back into the back line mix?
Good. Yeah, the last two games have been nice. Good sort of introduction. Feel real calm down there with the boys. As you'd know, good group of fellas. And yeah, enjoying my time.
Would you say that you fit the mould of the Fremantle backline mix? You mentioned good group of fellas, but you know, Lukey Ryan, Brendan Cox, they're not your average footballer. He's not cut from the same cloth as most others. Would you put yourself in that group?
I'm not sure I'd put myself in the same group as those two. They're a bit unique. But that's what makes it special, I guess. We're a unique bunch of blokes.
And just before the break, we're talking about the melee that was happened in the fourth quarter. Where were you? What were you doing? And are we happy you weren't a part of it?
Yeah, I was trying to stay clear of any fines. I was, at least 60 metres away from it, so I was happy.
Very good. It was a dominant performance by Fremantle coming out 54-point winners, but most of the scoreboard damage happened in that last quarter as the game was running its course with Josh Tracy in particular standing up. What was the feedback from Justin after the game about the four-quarter performance?
I guess we knew the game they wanted to play. They wanted to play real, chaotic ground and get the ball moving forward. So I guess going in, we just wanted to sort of temper that and control the footy, control our ball movement. And I think we did that pretty well over the day. I think I'm pretty happy overall.
And looking ahead quickly to this Friday night, it's an opportunity against another challenger, another contender this year in Sydney. What are you expecting there?
I guess we'll scout them on Wednesday, but obviously a real good side, and I think we'll be up for the challenge and looking forward to Friday night in front of what should be a pretty big crowd.
It certainly will be. Heath Chapman is our guest on 6PR's Wide World of Sports. Heath, did you spend most of your time on Shea Bolton yesterday?
That was my role. But I guess he spent a lot of time up at stoppage. But when he came down forward, or playing that forward role, playing him, yeah.
Yeah, obviously when he goes up into the midfield, you're not on him the whole time. But when you are on him one-on-one, I mean, he's one of the most dangerous players in the comp, and you kept him pretty quiet. What was that like approaching that match-up this week?
I played on him before, so I've sort of prepared and scouted him before. But a very talented player, and when he has space, and like I said, midfield is a streaming forward, it's can be hard to defend, but I guess I thought I did a pretty good job, and take a lot of confidence out of it.
There's a few sleepless nights before playing against someone like that, knowing that they can either kick goal of the year on you or sit on your head or make you look a bit silly if they are able to get away.
I tend not to worry about it too much. I like to embrace the challenge, and it's pretty special being able to go against blokes that sort of caliber, so I was pretty calm about it, I'd like to think.
You seem like you're a cool customer out there and always seem like you got plenty of time with the footy. Do you prefer playing on that sort of smaller mid-range forward rather than the talls, or you don't mind? Because you seem pretty versatile in those matchups.
Yeah, I think, my versatile, I'd like to think, is one of my strengths. And I'm obviously not the biggest frame, so against the Dogs last week, it was a challenge having to play taller, but I guess I'll keep working on that side of my game, but I feel pretty comfortable playing on those zippy small forwards, I'll continue to progress in that area.
How difficult or frustrating was the start to the season for you with that moderate-grade hamstring strain in February really disrupting your pre-season and the amount of work you've had to do to get back?
Yeah, I guess I had my fair share of setbacks last year, so nothing I hadn't been through before, so I just thought it was another challenge to get through, and yeah, I knew I was going to come out the other end all right. So, you know, great support networks around the club, great physios, and yeah, wasn't too bad.
How confident are you in your body now, Heath? You've suffered, you know, quite a few injuries over your short 28-game career. Are you confident that you're standing up to the rigours of AFL and you're kind of over the worst of them?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm doing a lot now to, you know, make sure my body's prepared, and, you know, I'm continuing to learn how to be professional in this industry, and, yeah, make sure my body's up for it. And I think, yeah, I'll be right, and, yeah, I think I'll be all good. Pretty confident.
Your fellow defender who was mentioned before by David Money, Luke Ryan, spoke to us on 6PR yesterday, and he certainly enjoys playing alongside you. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, he's one of my favourite players. Him and Coxie are my favourite players to play with. I just love Chappie. He's just so hard. He's a massive competitor, and yeah, I love it. I love playing with him. Yeah, he does get a hard role, which he does really well. I think he played pretty well tonight, so yeah, it was good.
That's a pretty good rap, Heath.
Yeah. Obviously, love Luke. He loved playing with him. He's the exact same down there. Real tough and a competitor. So, yeah, I mean, that's nice by Lukey. Give me a rap.
Speaking of the role that you play, Heath, how quickly do you hand over these small, quickie, zippy, small forwards to Brandon Walker when they get too close to goal?
Yeah, I think when it gets to players like Cameron and those types, I think I'll let Walks handle that. Obviously, he's quite a bit faster than me, so I'll leave that to him. But no, Walks has been great, and he's shut down some of the best small forwards in the comp.
Brilliant stuff, Heath. Thank you so much for having a chat to us tonight on the show, and good luck against the Swans on Friday.
Thanks, Adam. Cheers, Dave.